Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
National Livestock is dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, risk management, order buying services, and cattle financing. We specialize in providing first-class service to those in the cattle business. And now we're proud to tell you that Dakota Moss with Livestock Risk Services has joined the National Livestock family, offering tremendous expertise when it comes to LRP contracts. You can trust National because all the experts are in one place. Learn more by going to nationallivestock.com.
It's Will Clark with Great Plains Kubota inviting you to shop our wide selection of equipment, including America's number one selling compact tractor. Get your perfect match delivered to your door. Save during our Kubota Orange Days. Now through June 30th, get 0% APR for 84 months or up to $3,000 off L3302 tractors. For full details, visit one of our 10 Great Plains Kubota locations or online at gpkubota.com. Convenience for your lifestyle. Great Plains Kubota.
Well, in last week's crop progress report, winter wheat conditions in Oklahoma fell 9 percentage points from the previous week to 37% good to excellent. Our own Ron Hayes caught up with Oklahoma Wheat Commission's Mike Schulte. He said drought is just one more challenge that Oklahoma wheat producers are dealing with.
Certainly, I think producers are facing some challenging times just with the overall crop this past year from planting. And then certainly we've had just an extremely dry winter. And so, they've been trying to make those management decisions on what they're going to do.
He noted that producers in southwest Oklahoma are deciding to see what their crops are going to amount to or to rip them up and plant cotton.
I think in southwest Oklahoma, are we going to leave some of the ground in wheat? Are we going to rip it up and maybe look and hope for maybe we could put it into cotton if it would turn into a wet spring? And then also, as we move just into central and northern Oklahoma, much of that crop was just planted so much later, a month to a month and a half behind schedule. The wheat was just so much smaller when it came out of dormancy, and it's really had distress due to the drought conditions and the high winds that we've been facing the past month and a half. So we are hopeful maybe that we are going to get some moisture here in a week or two. I know the forecasters are saying that we may be gearing up for a wet, cool spring. And certainly I think that with all the stress that the crop has gone through to this point in time, that would be the optimal situation to where maybe we could get the moisture. And if it was far behind, we could get cooler days that would maybe allow us to have grain fill on an already stressed crop. So I think the verdict still is going to be out, but certainly, we do know that we do see yield drag in the field whenever we do have a later planted crop that's out there a lot of times based on weather conditions in Oklahoma. So I think producers are cautious about this one, and the thoughts are that we've got some challenges certainly as we move ahead before we get this one in the bin.
Moisture, of course, will be the biggest factor everybody's watching.
We lost 9 points this last week in the USDA report. So, they're saying 29% of the crop is already in the poor to very poor condition. In Oklahoma with 34% ranked fair, 36% ranked good, and that 1% excellent. Another thing to note is that we really do have two crops out there. There were producers that went ahead and dusted in, and they were hopeful that they were going to get the right rains. In many instances, we got rains, but we got it all at one time, and then it really got too late for them to get back in the field. So the stands weren't as good on those early plantings as we would have liked in a lot of areas, and then producers just weren't able to get back in the field.
To hear the complete conversation between Ron Hayes and Mike Schulte, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Conditions have never been better for livestock risk protection, or LRP. Clay Bertram at Farm Data Services in Stillwater explains LRP and what it's designed to do.
It's designed to help you with the risk. It's designed to put a floor on your cattle to leave that topside risk protection open. You can insure as minimum as one head. You can insure as many as 1,000 head on one specific coverage endorsement today.
For more information, go to FarmDataServices.com or give them a call at 800-579-8164. Farm Data Services is an equal opportunity employer. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.